chapter 2, and today I want to talk to you about a statement Jesus makes in answering two questions that people asked. When I was younger, I used to write Jesus is Lord on various things. You sort of have a Jesus is Lord bumper sticker or a Jesus is Lord statement somewhere in your home. And I often wondered, what does Jesus is Lord actually mean to you? And how to practically apply that. And I thought that might be worth a conversation because Jesus is asked two questions. The one is in Mark chapter 2, verse 18, and the other is in verse 23. They ask him, why do your disciples not fast? And on the second question, they ask him, what about the Sabbath? Your disciples don't seem to stick to it. And Jesus answers them in two ways. On the one instance, he says, you don't put a new cloth on an old garment, patchy. And on the second, he says, there's a right time to fast and a right time not to fast. But when you fast, don't make a big scene about it. So I want to talk to you this morning about avoiding a patchy Christianity. And it really is our devotion this morning. Good morning, Liz. The danger of a patchy Christianity is to do something in public so that other people can see and your motive isn't right. Authentic Christianity is I do it for the Lord and my motive is right and I don't really care who notices and who doesn't. I'm not doing it for display. And there are lots of examples about that in Scripture. The Bible says when you pray, go into your prayer closet, make it a private matter. The Bible says when you give to the kingdom of God, don't make a scene about it, not even letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing. There's lots of stuff that we do in the privacy of our relationship with God that we should do, and it speaks to sort of our motive. Patchy Christianity is you do something for public display here, and then a few weeks later you forget about it, and you ignore the Lord perhaps in some kind of way, and then you pick up on it again, and you post something about Jesus, and then you let it go again. That kind of thing isn't really going to help. So this passage of scripture that I want to read to you from in verse 21 is devoted to that idea. No one sews, Jesus says, a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skin and both the wine and the wineskin will be ruined. And they pour new wine into new wineskin. This idea of patchiness is if you take a new idea and you stitch it to an old lifestyle, they'll pull away at some point. And then it says that the tear will be worse. I don't want that. I don't want to try and add a new idea to an old lifestyle. I want to have a whole new life. That's the idea Jesus is making. When you say Jesus is Lord, it means he's Lord of everything. It means everything I do for the Lord. And all my strength comes from the Lord. And then everything in my life is aimed to give glory to the Lord. So those three statements are really the fundamentals of how we might be able to put into practice Jesus as Lord. Nosipho, I see you, Tabita, thank you for answering where we meet in Cape Town. It's at the Argyle in Woodstock. Thank you, you guys, for answering the questions. So I want for you to grasp, take a hold of this idea that when we say Jesus is Lord, we mean that we do things for the Lord. It speaks to our motive. And then we do things by the Lord. It speaks to the source of our strength, our supply, our direction, and our motivation. And then we do things for the glory of the Lord so that others might also glorify in God. So that others might say, this person does these things for God. And we do lots of things for ourselves. Plenty. We do lots of things for others. We do plenty of things for our children. We do some things for our bank account. We do some things for our own hobby and personal pleasure. But then there must be things we do for the Lord. And so some things we do for him, such as helping in church, giving our tithe, carrying one another's burdens. We do everything unto the Lord, whether it's a hobby or a career or a calling or the way we run our marriage, that we do as unto the Lord. And then we do it by the Lord's strength. When you can get those three equations connected properly, you can say, Jesus is Lord. And that's going to mean we don't have a patchy Christianity. We've got sort of some old lifestyle and we're just sort of sticking on a couple of Christian ideas here and there. At some point, they'll just tear apart. It just doesn't work. And so what you really want is to put it all together and go, well, I do all things to the glory of God. And Jesus is answering this question by saying, well, when these guys fast, they're not going to do a public show about it. You're not going to know about it. And when we honor the Lord of the Sabbath, we're going to do it in the privacy of our homes. And we're going to honor the Lord every day, not just on the Sabbath, because our whole lives are now devoted to that. And so I hope that this idea really gets you going on what it means to have Jesus as Lord. I mean, it's a great idea and a phenomenal bumper sticker idea too, right? But when we say Jesus is Lord, there's something really incredibly valuable about it. And the power of it is that we're not pretending. We're putting the pieces together and we're glorifying God in it. So let this day be a day that is for the Lord, that it is by the Lord's strength and it is unto the Lord, so that everybody will know this is your position in life and you're unashamedly so a follower of Jesus Christ. So with all of that in mind, should we take a moment to pray? I'm going to also invite you to just pray with us for the Mandela Bay area for rain. I got a letter yesterday from the mayor's office asking religious leaders to please pray. One dam, the Gocha Dam, is at 3% at the moment. And it feeds Kwanabuhle, a significant residential area. And they say by July 1st, there won't be enough water. If it doesn't rain, there won't be enough water to supply those taps. So I think we should respond. And so let's do a quick prayer about that. Cool. Lots of you on this morning, by the way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that we have a relationship with you and we can bring our burdens and our prayers and our petitions before you according to Scripture. We pray that your cause for the heavens to open and for both natural rain to fall on the earth and fill the dams and spiritual rain to fall on our souls and fill our hearts. We pray, Lord, that we will lack nothing, whether it is spiritual or practical. We pray that you'll teach us to live the phrase, Jesus is Lord, not just of the Sabbath, but of every day. We pray that you'll help us do things for you and do things by you and then to do things unto you so that you will be glorified. We pray, Lord, that you'll teach us not only to have a faith of words but of deeds also so that it isn't patchy Christianity but powerful and practical Christianity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.